from the Say Magazine Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Omaha Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we're welcoming back a familiar voice and a true believer in the power of rock and roll. Joining us for his third visit is Blair Belrose, the singer and guitarist behind Midnight Sparrows. He's here to introduce us to his band's new album, Arrows, 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 10 tracks filled with the spirit of classic hard rock. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Let's get ready. Our ride is about to begin. We're going to take off from the Fort McKay First Nation with music from our guest, Midnight Sparrows. Here is I Feel All Right. Midnight Sparrows, they're going to be in our spotlight in about 25 minutes. All right, here's First Floor Highway, When We Lose. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. Yeah.
Talked for hours over a bottle or two, recalling the past when we were We grew up loud under Michigan trees, running wild through the falling leaves with you. I've been trying to say it, but the words won't form. The timing is wrong and my face gets warm. Knowing you know don't make it all right. Blew it again at the house tonight. I don't wanna fight. Maybe I should write. I'm your big brother, all I've ever known. But now we're off and growing families of our own. I'll have
the City Lions from Detroit. That's the Bear. I'm Larry K. If you'd like to get a hold of me right now, email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you back. Hook it up. Let me know where you're at. All right, Terry and Strong Arm. Better Angels Prevail.
Hit the road, don't even think about love, love, love. Untrue down, going nowhere, no place left at. Untrue down, going nowhere, time ain't on your side. Walls come down, ends up, drop down, know just what I'd find. Walls come down, ends up, drop down, no place left at. Walls come down, ends up, drop down, know just what I'd find. Walls come down, ends up, drop down, no place left.
That was music from Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas. Hey, I'd like to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousandmusic.com. That's where we hang at 24/7/365.
Amantes, amantes de la noche, una noche.
That was music from the Technicolor Fabrics. All right, here's Matthew Chaffee. It Rains Forever. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
And the dream starts again. Tell me, who are you talking to? Well, I only came back as a friend to tell you I ain't coming back for you. How does it do so I can't resist? How does it do so I always come through on a weary night? Everybody's rocking and shaking, it's true. How does it do so it always comes through? That's the way it goes. And I think they'll know. It can rain diamonds and pearls forever. It needs to be chasing on storm clouds together. And a dream starts again. Tell me, who are you hanging with? Well, how can maybe not, you know it's true? You always drifting back to he. How does it do it so it always comes through? How does it do it so it makes it in on a weary night? Everybody's shaking and rocking, it's true. How does it do so it always comes through? That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. It can rain diamonds and pearls forever. It needs to be chasing on storm clouds together. Maybe we will, maybe we won't, but maybe we'll be in love and still be together.
To take a short break, and when we come back, our guest will be in the spotlight, Blair Belrose of the Midnight Sparrows. Ready to take your music and story to the next level? Visit the new Indigenous in Music directory, built to celebrate and connect Indigenous artists everywhere. Be seen, be heard, and become a part of the first ever directory designed just for you. The fire is lit, the circle is growing, and we're making history together. It all starts at IndigenousAndMusicDirectory.com. We are the music makers, bringing the medicine that you need and makes you feel good. It all starts at IndigenousAndMusic.com.
Thank you.
Support for today's show comes from Sobeit Films and Aku Rodriguez. Producer and directory of photography for the new supernatural thriller, Chad. A family's fresh start unravels when their son discovers an AI-powered tablet, unleashing terror connected to dark secrets, greed, and corruption. Chat is scheduled for release September 4th. Information is available through Chat Movie Official and social media. Chat is coming to you September 4th. I'm Larry Kay, and welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight Interview. Tonight, we're turning up the volume with the return of our good friend, Blair Belrose of Midnight Sparrows, tribal member of the Fort McKay First Nation. On his third visit to our spotlight, he brings along a brand new collection titled Arrows, 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 written and produced by Blair. The album travels from country-leaning melodies to high-energy, hard rock stories, bringing us Indigenous rock at its finest. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Mr. Belrose. How you doing, Blair?
I'm doing great, Larry. How you doing?
I'm doing well down here in Florida. Got some storms passing through. What's the weather like up there today for you guys?
Sorry, the weather here is pretty good. It's a little bit smoky. We got some wildfires burning in the area, but it's not too bad at the moment. Not where we are anyways.
Yeah, I always hear you guys share your smoke with us down here.
That's right.
Yeah.
In our smoke scene.
Yeah. What's the music scene like up there in your area?
The music scene here is all right. You know, for a big city, if I'm being honest, I think it could be a little bit better. There's just a handful of places for local acts to play, really.
Okay.
But that said, the bands that are out there gigging are awesome, and
nice.
Shared the stage with so many great bands, and it's really cool to be a part of the scene for sure.
Yeah. Right on. Well, we have thousands of listeners, and it's your third visit. Why don't we reintroduce yourself? So why don't we start with an introduction, and then we'll talk about the new album, Arrows, Arrows, Arrows. So go ahead and hit the stage.
Sure, sure. So again, my name's Blair Belrose. As you mentioned, I'm a member of Fort McKay First Nation, which is in northern Alberta. I'm a singer, songwriter, guitar player, and I have a musical project called Midnight Sparrows, which plays guitar-driven hard rock that combines elements of classic rock, power pop, and old school heavy metal. As you mentioned, though, there is some country influence in what I do as well. So I'd like to think that our music is quite diverse in that way, and there's something for everybody.
Yeah, you make a good mix for us, that's for sure.
Right on, glad to hear it.
Yeah. Now, time flies. Geez, that's your third visit. It's been like 4 years, and it seems like you were just on here the other day. When you think about our first interview with us, where is Midnight Sparrows today? Has it helped you grow as a songwriter, vocalist, band leader?
Oh man, I've grown so much, not only as a songwriter and vocalist and guitar player and band leader, but just as a person overall, you know? I mean,
right.
It's been quite a journey from where I started 4 years ago, where it was just, you know, me and some ideas in a recording studio. You know, since then, there's been a couple of Native American Music Award nominations.
Nice.
There's been a bunch of shows. I've played shows here in the Lower Mainland in BC, but also in Northern BC. I've gotten to go home to my First Nation, Fort McKay, a couple of times to play shows for the community. So a lot's happened, and it's been great. You know, I'm really grateful for my blessings.
Right on. Good. Good news. Several songs look back to your growing up experience in St. Albert.
For sure.
What memories or stories you have found their way on this album?
You know, a lot of good things for sure. I mean, there's a lot of me reflecting on my youth as an Indigenous person in a predominantly white urban community.
Mm-hmm.
And there were good things and bad things that came out of that. But, you know, a lot of good things, a lot of good memories. One of the songs is actually called The Good Times, which is really about me and my buddies in high school growing up and
cool.
All the fun that we had and all the trouble that we got into and just reminiscing about those old good times, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I like that song, The Good Times. It carries some energy. Who attracted you to the guitar? Electric guitar.
Well, gosh, my first influence on the guitar, I would have to say, is Ace Frehley, best known for being a member of Kiss. And as a matter of fact, he sadly passed away while we were recording this album. So there are moments on the album for sure where I intentionally paid homage to him as a guitar player, yeah, as an influence in my life, where I did, you know, what I could to kind of play in an Ace Frehley kind of style.
Oh, cool.
But beyond that, you know, I grew up listening to music in the 80s, which I consider to be like the golden age of shred guitar. There were so many good guitar players in the 80s, guys like Eddie Van Halen, Steve Vai, maybe a little bit lesser known, but Steve Vai, who ended up playing with David Lee Roth after he left Van Halen, is absolutely one of my all-time favorite guitar players. Yeah. Kirk Hammett from Metallica is another one. Yeah, so many amazing guitar players out there that I've taken influence from.
Wow. Now, this album has 10 songs, and it's a complete listening experience. Did you plan it in that order? It jumps around. You got some country at the end, rock and roll.
Yeah, you know, I do try to plan my albums to be a listening experience. Right. So when we went in to record it, I already knew what the order of the songs was going to be. And so we actually recorded it in that order, just to try and maintain that vibe as we were bringing it to life.
Good job. Well, I love it. Good music, and I'm happy to have you back on. Blair, any advice for new and upcoming musicians that are breaking into the scene?
I always give the same advice, Matt, and that's you got to make music because you love it.
Yeah.
It's not always easy putting yourself out there as an artist. As a matter of fact, it can be quite difficult. That said, you are going to have some successes, so make sure to focus on the successes and, you know, always be grateful for the blessings that you're granted by the creator. And I really do think that having the gift of making music and being able to share it with community is a gift from the creator.
Mm-hmm. Salute.
You know, Larry, even what you do with Indigenous in Music, I think is amazing. You know, like, I really hold my hands up to you for creating a space for Indigenous musicians and artists to come together and, you know, check each other out. Like I was saying, I was listening to the show last night, and there's just so many great Indigenous artists. Like, it's an honor to be a part of it. And, you know, thank you so much for continuing to do what you do to bring community together. It's great.
All right. Thank you. Blair, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook. You can also check us out through our website at midnightsparrows.com.
You're tuned in to Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay and Blair Belrose, creator of Midnight Sparrows. Their new album is out, Arrows, 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 and you can visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com to listen to this interview and read all about them. Good to have you on the show again.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, keep us updated. Any new developments, I'll blast them for us.
Right on.
All right. We're going to play a track from that new album. Here is Let's Do Something.
About all of the good times.
was music from Midnight Sparrows, and that was Let's Do Something off their new album, Arrows, Arrows, Arrows. In case you're just tuning in, Blair was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, that's the music from The Tribes, Long Black Cadillac. Music now from Kaylee Jade. This is The Great Unknown.
I stared into the eye of the great divide, and I waited for my fear to eat me alive. I'm scared of change and I'm scared to compromise. Do we become the things that we despise?
Kaylee Jade, The Great Unknown, the title track off her new album. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us where we hang it. Our homepage, indigenousandmusic.com. Stop on over. We'll be right back. The Indigenous music industry finally has a home of its own. The new Indigenous and Music Directory is now live, connecting artists, bands, labels, media, festivals, and fans from across Turtle Island. Explore the directory and become a member and let the world discover your voice. Our circle is hot and it's time to jump in. It all starts at indigenousandmusicdirectory.com. We know you can't be in two places at once. That's why we're bringing to you our weekly broadcast of Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay. Now on demand at indigenousinmusic.com. Let's take a cruise to LA. Here's music now from Stolen Identity. This is One Day. I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us where we hang 24/7, 365, indigenousinmusic.com. You're invited for a visit.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.